Mickey Tay's not recording anything this Sunday, so I'm borrowing a couple of extra mics and stuff for the radio. Because, you know, I just thought Ben is here, and he breaks the access stuff here. But how many people, how many musicians, or is it just...
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure yet. Still, I had it all sorted out, but then they changed the schedule, so I have to revamp my schedule.
Oh,
I'll send you everything as soon as I know it.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow we are in North London, but then Friday I'm here, and Saturday I'm somewhere else again.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopijana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Landanishwar, Radha, Landanishwar, Radhe. Jai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Prabhupad Nitai Gora Haribol 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 Nitai Gora Haribol
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Sata His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Landanishwar Ki Jai Shri Shri Gaurnitai Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padang Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। So I'm surprised to find a nice attendance like this even on a weekday evening. Today I was asked to speak about the spiritual counselor system, the need for it and what it is, and why we need it in our movement. Srila Prabhupada said something very interesting. He said, I have formed this International Society for Krishna Consciousness for one purpose. Do you know what that purpose is? Sorry? Can you frame it into a sentence? Yes, he said, to give the world the association of devotees. He said, that's why I have made this institution. In other words, association of devotees is the most priceless gift we can ever have in our life. Because through the association of devotees, we get the most priceless treasure of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to be conscious of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said the two most important words in our life are which? Hare Krishna, yes, of course. Krishna and consciousness. We have consciousness, but we have to connect that to Krishna, then that becomes perfection. So consciousness of Krishna, presently we are conscious of the world, and to some degree we are conscious of Krishna, we see the beautiful deity, we chant the names. But we have to be fully Krishna conscious. Krishna has to be in our every cell and molecule of our being. Krishna has to be our life and soul. That is true Krishna consciousness. Sometimes people ask, who is a devotee? Yes, very good question. It's a very deep question. Suppose we ask, who is a student in general? Anybody who's studying. That could mean somebody from the kindergarten all the way up to PhD, right? All are students. But there is a difference also, isn't it? So we said devotees. A devotee is one who loves Krishna, but there are different grades, different levels of devotees. You know that devotees from Bengal would visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri every year in the rainy season. And they would stay in Puri for about 4 months and have the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And at that time, they would perform many, many festivals. They would participate in these festivals, like the Rath Yatra festival, which is going to come up soon. And then after 4 months were over, they would go back to their respective villages and do their worldly responsibilities for 8 months, and then come back for 4 months and do simply nothing but Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, in this day and age, maybe it's not practical for all of you to do that, living in London City. But at least you are coming here regularly, time to time, to Radha Landanishwar Temple, getting the association of devotees, and you're going back home. There was one particular group of devotees. They came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu before they left Puri to go back to their village. And they said, "We are householders, we are not renunciants. So please tell us, what is our duty as devotees and householders? What should we do?" So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Chant the holy names and serve the devotees of the Lord. Serve the Vaishnavas." So the devotees asked the question, "Who is a Vaishnava? Who is a devotee?" Shri Shri Radha Landanishwar ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, "Anyone who chants the name of Krishna even once is a devotee." So they went back, and he gave them a service to do also. He said, "Since you are from such and such village, which is famous for making silken ropes, silk materials, you bring these silk ropes with which we can pull Lord Jagannath's cart." So they had this wonderful service. They went back. Very happily they made these silken ropes and brought them back to Puri next year when they came. And they lived there for 4 months. And then it was time to go back again. And when they came to take Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessings before they left, they once again asked him, "We are ordinary householders. What is our duty? What should we do?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the same instruction again. "Chant the holy names and serve the devotees of the Lord. Serve the Vaishnavas." So Satyaraj Khan, who was the main leader of that group of devotees, said, "Please tell us who is a devotee of the Lord." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "One who always chants the name of Krishna is a Vaishnava, is a devotee." So they went back. They already had their service to make silken ropes, which they had now started doing every year. So they spent the remaining 8 months happily doing their service, but eagerly looking forward to come back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's association in Puri. Then they came back again next year. They passed 4 ecstatic months in the association of Mahaprabhu in Puri. And again it was time to go back when the 4 months were over. Satyaraj Khan and his fellow devotees came once again to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "We are householders. Please tell us, what should we do? What is our duty?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said the same thing. "Always chant the holy names of Krishna and serve the devotees." For a third year in succession, Satyaraj Khan asked the same question, "Who is a devotee?" And Mahaprabhu said, "Anyone simply by looking at whom others begin to chant Krishna's name is a devotee." So in 3 consecutive years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave 3 definitions of who a devotee is. What was the first one? "One who chants once even is a devotee." And the second year? "One who always chants the names of Lord Krishna is a devotee." And the third? Yes. The third category of a Vaishnava was one who is obviously so elevated in Krishna consciousness that just by looking at that person, another person starts chanting Krishna's names. So we see that Mahaprabhu is giving different gradations of a devotee. The one who chants Krishna's name even one time is a devotee, but he's not on the same platform as one who constantly chants the names of Krishna. And one who constantly chants the name of Krishna is obviously elevated, but he's not quite as elevated as a person who's so exalted that just by looking at him and being in that person's company, other people start chanting the name of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu meant to indicate that when we start Krishna consciousness, we realize we are devotees. Yes, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I come to the temple. But then by looking at Mahaprabhu's successive definitions of who a devotee is, then we begin to realize it is serious business. We really have to make advancement. When we say Krishna consciousness is a serious business, we don't mean that everybody has to look very serious and grim and glum. There's lots of fun in Krishna consciousness as well. But what it means is that we must accept the process with our heart and soul. It mustn't be a casual thing. It mustn't be just a passing phase in our life. Krishna consciousness has to be the most important purpose of our existence. Everything else that we do, eating, working at a job, looking after the body, looking after our home, paying the bills, everything ultimately is meant for bringing us to the point of Krishna consciousness. So Mahaprabhu, by giving these three definitions, indicated to us that it's fine that you have come to Krishna consciousness, but that's not enough. Now you have to take the process very seriously and you have to make rapid advancement. And you have to come up to the platform where you will always chant the name of Krishna. And not just that. Then you have to come to the platform where you will be such a lover of Krishna. You will be so intoxicated with love of Krishna that just by seeing you, everyone else will chant Krishna's names. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is why he mentioned, chant the holy names and serve the devotees. Two very, very important instructions for us. And both these can happen in the association of devotees. You see, association is like a crystal stone. In general, the word company or association is like that. When you look at the crystal stone from one angle, it shines with one light, one color. When you look at it from another angle, it's another thing. Basically, you see whatever is reflected in front. So association is like that. You become what you associate with. If we are associating with sincere devotees of the Lord in a serious way, then we will make quick advancement and also become very serious devotees. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, of all the possible things he could have said about why he formed ISKCON, he gave this one answer. I have formed International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give the association of devotees to the world. Many times people ask Prabhupada, why don't you do some altruistic or philanthropic activity like feeding the hungry, healing the sick and so on? And Prabhupada used to say, echoing the words of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that this is an emergency because people have forgotten themselves and we want to give them the ultimate solution to all the problems of life. When we perform ordinary, mundane, philanthropic activity like feeding the poor, healing the sick, and so on and so forth, these are no doubt very noble and good charitable activities. But at the end of the day, they are temporary in the benefit that they can deliver to others. Whereas Krishna consciousness goes right to the heart of the matter, or rather to the heart of the soul. Not matter. One gets a permanent solution for all sufferings. Just imagine if you were to have no need to go to a job, no need to travel and commute, no need to pay taxes, no disease, no old age, no death, no problems at all in life. How much would one be willing to pay for this? What would people be willing to do to have eternal youth? It has been the dream of different cultures of the world. You'll always find people or narrations or some people who try to find an elixir so that they could be eternal. They could conquer death. Last year when I was here, I had to visit a doctor, and in his waiting room there was the cover of there was a Time magazine. And the title of this Time magazine was, I don't remember it exactly, it was almost 2 years ago, Conquering Death. And there was a narration of certain people who think that death is a disease, and just like every disease has a cure, death has a cure. They were right, but they're going up the wrong tree. And they said that if we just take certain kinds of medicines or diet and follow a certain lifestyle, then we can reverse the aging process, because aging is like a disease. And then we can all be deathless, we can live eternally. But it's a dream that will eventually end up as a nightmare. It's not possible. But why do people want to live eternally? Because we are eternal by nature, the soul is eternal. But the way to be eternal, truly speaking, is Krishna consciousness. So by coming to Krishna consciousness, we get a permanent solution to all our problems of life. And the crux of the matter is to get association of devotees. Just like you can get clothes only in a cloth shop. You can't go to some other shop that sells you shoes and ask for clothes. Similarly, you want some groceries, you go to a grocery shop. You don't go to a shop which sells electronic goods. So similarly, if you want Krishna, where do you go to? Where Krishna is available. And where is Krishna available? He is available in the company of devotees. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita matihi kriyatam yadi kutopi labhyate tatram api mulyam ekalam laulyam janma koti sukrite na labhyate. Rupa Goswami says the Sanskrit verse, which means, if you want to taste this nectar of love of God, of Krishna consciousness, then you must obtain it and purchase it from wherever it is obtainable. Pay whatever price you are willing to pay, but buy it, purchase this love of God. And what is the price that you have to pay? Greed. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. Laulyam means greed. Your greed for Krishna, your intense desire to want Krishna, is the price you have to pay. So we have to really want it very badly. We want to be lovers of God. When Lord Krishna sees such a strong desire, then he facilitates our desire by giving us the association of lovers of God. So this is our business, quote unquote. We are in the business of loving Krishna and helping others to love Krishna. And all this is possible only in the association of devotees. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada gave so much emphasis to this. In this age, which is called Kali Yuga, it is not possible to practice spiritual life alone. Going to solitary places and performing spiritual activities is something that is not within the capability of the average individual of this age. The mind is very troublesome. Even if we run away to some distant solitary place, our mind will go with us and give us trouble. So the solution is not to run away. The solution is to stay, but in the association of devotees. There is a description in the scriptures of one yogi who was very austere. And he was performing austerities at different places, and he found it disturbing because there were too many distractions and noises. And this was thousands of years ago when the situation in the world was much more peaceful. So he thought, the only place that I will get some relief is under the water. So because of his yogic powers, he could stay under the water for a long time. So he went into the river, Yamuna River, and he stayed underwater for a long time because he wanted to perform his austerities and his spiritual activities. And he was sitting deep in meditation under the water. And one day he saw some fish mating. And that awakened the dormant desires in his heart, and he came to the surface and went to the king's palace and said, I wish to marry your daughter, the princess. Because he had been in the river for so many years, his skin was all wrinkled up. And the king was worried, how can I give my daughter to such a person who is so old? So very diplomatically he said, look, I don't mind, because he was afraid of being cursed by the yogi. I don't mind, but you have to ask my daughters. So when he came there, in front of the 50 daughters, naturally none of them wanted to marry him. So then he understood, he said, okay. He went back, used his mystic powers, and became a young, handsome man. And then all the 50 princesses wanted to marry him. And he ended up marrying all the 50 princesses. But after some time, years and years rolled by, and he realized, what happened to me? There I was, meditating under the water for so many years, trying to get away from the distractions and temptations of this world, and now here I am, in the midst of all this opulence, with 50 wives. And after some time, then he renounced the world, and he dedicated himself once again to spiritual activities. For this intervening period, he had completely forgotten all his spiritual practices. So the point is that one may think that by going away, one will actually be able to perform spiritual activities nicely. But it's not possible, because we will take our mind with us. Therefore, the saner option, the better option is, the better choice, is to stay where we are, but in the association of devotees. As Brahma says to Krishna, sthane sthita shruti gatam tanuvan manobhir ye prayaso jita jitopyasita istri lokyam. Brahma advises that we should stay in our positions wherever we are, and then we should practice Krishna consciousness in the company of devotees with all our heart. Jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam. In the association of devotees, one should hear about Krishna, one should chant about Krishna, one should serve Krishna, one should earn an honest livelihood without getting involved in all kinds of duplicitous activities, lead a simple life, and use a valuable human form of life for Krishna consciousness. So yes, it may seem very ironical or paradoxical that to go away under the water and live and perform austerities is not possible. Even if somebody does that, he gets distracted from the path. And living in the heart of London, a busy modern metropolis like London, where the whole world around you is just bombarding you with messages that are not at all spiritual. Shopping malls and the glitter and glamour of this world is so powerful. But we can be Krishna conscious right here. What Saubhari Muni could not do, being under the water, performing austerities for so many years, we can do living here in the heart of London, if and only if we have the association of devotees. That gives us the strength, the spiritual strength, to have the determination and conviction to continue on the path of love of God without getting distracted by so many temptations. So how does one get this association? Well, we are here. That's nice. But you see, you cannot probably come every day. Very few devotees can come here every day, or very often even. And even if you do, perhaps you don't have enough time because you're busy with work and so on. You have so many other responsibilities. So there are, by Srila Prabhupada's grace, facilities available where we can associate with devotees in a more intimate, personal way, where we can hear and chant about Krishna in a systematic way and get systematically trained. When we come to the temple for programs, like the morning program, or if there are special classes arranged in the evening, like this one, and then we come and serve the deities, take darshan of the deities, that's all wonderful. We learn a lot. There's tremendous inspiration to move on this path. At the same time, there is also need for some systematic philosophical training. Unless we become very, very clear about the philosophy and are convinced about it, about spiritual truths of life, how will we get the determination to go ahead in this life? We will get distracted very easily. So training in philosophy in a systematic manner is very important. The second thing is, we get an opportunity to interact with devotees in an intimate way, in a personal way, to discuss philosophical and spiritual issues, to clarify our doubts, to go deeper into the process of Krishna consciousness, to discuss matters about our sadhana, our spiritual practice, like chanting the holy names, how to do it better, what are the pitfalls that could come in our path when we are chanting the holy names. We could sit with each other, exchange notes. What kind of things should we be careful about in spiritual life? Also, we can come to more intimate groups and talk about different services that we can do for Adha Londoneshwar. It gives us opportunity to develop closer friendships with devotees. You see, as they say, man is a social animal, meaning that we can't do without company. If you don't have devotee friends, you will have non-devotee friends. And when you have non-devotee friends, then they will urge you to come and do all the things that they do. And many of those things may not be quite healthy for our spiritual life. So therefore, many, many temples in our movement are adopting this spiritual counselor system, which you have had here for quite a while, isn't it? For how long have you had it here?
4 years.
4 years. So what is this all about? Essentially, you have small groups of devotees who are led by an experienced devotee, and you join any group as per your choice. There's no taxes, no fees. The fees that you have to pay is to have a little faith in the process and to join and join in the programs. So this group meets at certain intervals. How often? Okay, twice a month. So there's once in 15 days. And there's a prescribed program that you follow when you meet. It's a regular, nice program of training, and where we systematically study the scriptures, we talk about the process of Krishna consciousness, discuss the various services that we can do, and develop stronger bonding with each other. You see, our philosophy is very, very personal because we believe in a personal God. At the heart of our understanding of religion, of true religion, is that God is a person. God is not simply an abstract force or some light or something like that. He is a transcendental, spiritual, supreme person. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada coined the phrase, Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word personality is very important. So our process of loving God is also very personal, because you can only love a person. You can't just love something abstract. You can't just love the air, or you can't just love anything. You have to love a person. So our process is very personal, but sometimes, because of the way our life is, because of our conditioning coming in from many lifetimes, we may sometimes not be so personal in our dealings with others. Also, when the community of devotees grows, then there is a natural possibility of devotees getting a little distant from each other, because when you come, there's such a big crowd and it's so crowded. You just get to finish the class, you do the kirtan, take prasadam and go away. So you kind of feel lost. When the number of devotees increases, you feel, oh, now I've lost the personal touch. In every single project that I have come across in our movement, a project that has been successful, the devotees there always remember the old days, when this group was very small. See, yes, actually we would have such warm, personal, intimate interactions. And now there's so many devotees, which is good, because we want everybody in the world to become devotees. So it's nice that we have so many devotees coming, but it's getting a little impersonal. I don't know many of the people who come here, and the kind of personal discussions we would have and chat together about spiritual life and nice things, we can't seem to be doing that now. So this feeling comes in gradually. So apart from actually having a systematic training process, it's also personally very inspiring, and it's a personal method to bring people together. So this kind of system, a spiritual counselor system, is very helpful. And in the different places that I have experience in observing these systems being implemented, I have seen the great benefit that they have had. Everywhere, devotees are seeking attention, positive spiritual attention, because everyone needs guidance. Everyone needs spiritual friendship. Everyone needs spiritual inspiration. So in addition to what we receive directly in the open public classes that we have in the temple, including the seminars and courses, the spiritual counselor system is something that is more focused, more intimate, to a smaller group. So the spiritual counselor deals especially with the group that is in his or her group in that body, a group. And at the same time, all the groups mingle together very nicely when they come to the temple or some festivals and so on. We have seen it in Mayapur. Personally, I would go there in the mid-90s, and we set up a system like that for the brahmacharis. I would go every month to Mayapur. This was about 95, 96, 97. And then for many years, I couldn't go back to Mayapur. And I was so pleasantly surprised when 2 years ago I went and I saw that they are still following the system, because they find it so helpful among the brahmacharis, because they have more than, I think, 200 plus brahmacharis. How many do we have here? 12. But 12 in Soho is something. Similarly, those living outside the temple, we have so many devotees, like many of you live outside the temple. So this can be a wonderful way in which you can also make very good progress in your spiritual life. apart from Mayapur for the brahmacharis, there are others who do it for the general devotee community as well in Bombay, in many other places. We may call it differently. You may use different names for these systems. It doesn't matter what the name is. But the process is essentially the same. It's nothing but systematic sadhu sangha. In the Bhaktivedanta Manor also the other day they've called it the mentorship program. Here you have called it the spiritual counselor program. Same thing. Somebody asked the question at that meeting that is this something new or is it something that Srila Prabhupada taught? So I answered, it is old Charanamrita in new bottles. It's the same thing because it's focused on hearing and chanting. It's focused on association of devotees. That's what this is all about. This spiritual counselor system or mentorship system or whatever we call it is essentially meant to give focused spiritual attention to all the devotees. Focused spiritual care to all devotees who wish to benefit from it. It's voluntary, of course. So I'm very happy that this system is also being launched here. And I hope and pray that devotees who are connected to Radha Landanishwar Temple here will take advantage of this process. Shri Shri Radha Landanishwar ki jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Essentially in the spiritual counselor meetings you have kirtans, discussion of philosophy, some bhajans, some discussions about Vaishnava etiquette and lifestyle, learning some things from our scriptures, a little prasadam, that's all. Some personal discussions. So it's a nice system. So I hope and pray that this systematic sadhu sangha flourishes here. Already there is nice sadhu sangha. The spiritual counselor system is not a substitute for what is already happening at the temple. Certainly not. It's just something extra, something more, some more nectar than what you're already receiving here in this temple. So I hope and pray that this system will succeed and that all of you will enjoy participating in this system and make advancement in your Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Are there any other questions or comments or anything like that about this? Yes, Krishna Govind Prabhu. Yes.
Could you elaborate a bit more on association? Because, as you mentioned also, I sometimes was so busy with our service and our program that we don't really have a chance to be associated so much. Could you explain perhaps the sort of ways of association?
The question is, could we explain more about association? Association of devotees is the life and soul of a devotee. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India traveling after he took sannyas, he met Ramananda Rai, who was the governor of that province. And they had some really wonderful discussions on Krishna consciousness. It took more than one sitting. And in one of those sessions, Mahaprabhu asked many questions to Ramananda Rai. Of course, Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord himself. But he was happy to glorify his devotee Ramananda Rai by eliciting the answers from him. So Mahaprabhu became the questioner and Ramananda Rai became the one to answer. And he asked him many questions, and one of them was, what is the greatest suffering in life? Think about it. What do you think could be the greatest suffering in life? Any suggestions? Not to love Krishna, yes, that's true. Yes, separation from devotees, not having devotee association, Ramananda Rai said, is the greatest suffering that you can have in life. Ramananda Rai didn't say having your iPad stolen or, you know, missing the bus on the way to work or, you know, having to pay your taxes or something like that, or getting some deadly disease. He never mentioned these things. He said the greatest suffering is not having the company of devotees. So just see how important it is. It's not that association of devotees is required only in the stage of practice, and that when we reach the stage of perfection we won't need it any longer. No. Association of devotees is something that is required at every stage. In the beginning, it's a necessity, because without it we will stop being Krishna conscious. And as we advance, we need it to increase the relish of Krishna consciousness. Because without that, it will be great suffering. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, even though he is Krishna himself, in his later pastimes in Jagannath Puri, he would perform different types of activities. One was the common activities with the devotees, where they would have the Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, or they would go for darshan of Lord Jagannath and so on. But apart from that, when he would go back to his room, just where he lived, the Gambhira, then he would be only with his intimate associates like Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar and so on. And all night long, he would hear from them about Krishna. They would chant these different verses from the great Vaishnava poets like Bilva Mangal Thakur, Vidyapati, Chandi Das, Jayadev Goswami from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all night long, Mahaprabhu would relish these discussions. Mahaprabhu also could not bear to be separated from his associates. So the association of devotees is so strong that even the Lord suffers without it. Even Krishna wants the company of his devotees. And Krishna feels unhappy when he doesn't get the association of devotees. That's how wonderful it is. If it's good enough for Krishna, it's good enough for us. That's the wonderful exchange of love between Krishna and his devotees, that Krishna himself wants to relish the association. There was a little story I told to the children at the school at the manor the other day. It's about some great devotees from South India called the Alvars. They belong to the Sri Sampradaya. At one time there were these three Alvars, and they had not yet met each other, but they were all pure devotees of Krishna. So one time one of the Alvars was walking, and it suddenly started pouring. And he was looking for some shelter. Finally he saw a very small little place, and he rushed in there and he occupied that little room. And he was there sitting, and the second Alvar was walking also somewhere. He had never met this first Alvar. He was also a pure devotee, and when it started raining, he saw this is the only shelter available. So he went there and knocked on the door, "Please open the door, it's raining, can you give me some shelter?" So the first Alvar inside replied, "Well, I'm lying down here. There's place for only one person to lie down." So the person outside said, the second Alvar, "If there's place for one person to lie down, there's place for two people to sit." So he was defeated by this argument. He said, "Okay, come on in." So the two of them sat. Now what do devotees talk about when they come together? Krishna. Even though they didn't know that they were devotees, but they couldn't resist talking about Krishna. Because that's the subject devotees like to talk about. Devotees are not so happy talking about the Olympics and so on. So they started talking about Krishna. And they were very happy to discover each other. Then the third Alvar was also walking along somewhere. He was also caught in the rain. Then he noticed this little hut here, very small place. So he also ran. Knock, knock. Please open the door. I'm getting drenched in the rain. Well, my dear sir, we're only two inside. Two of us, there's only place for two people to sit. So the third one outside replied, if there's place for two people to sit, there's place for three people to stand. So the two agreed, yes, good logic. So they opened the door and they invited him in. So now the three of them were standing. It was a tight fit. And when the third person came in, he saw the two of them talking about Krishna, he was overjoyed and he joined in. So three of them were happily talking and talking and talking about Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Machitta madgata prana bodhayantas parasparam kathayantas chamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. He defines, who is my devotee? Who are my devotees? My devotees are those who know Krishna and nothing else. My devotees are those who have made me their life and soul, the treasure of their life. And what do they do? What is the symptom of their having made me the treasure of their life? They constantly talk about me amongst themselves. So this is the nature of a devotee. So these three were happily talking to each other, and then they noticed that, you know, things have become much tighter than before. What's happened? We were at least standing comfortably, but now we're getting really squeezed up. And then they notice there's a fourth person here. Who is that? Krishna. So Krishna was really eager to participate. He said, oh, my devotees are here. Definitely I want to be there. So Krishna comes wherever his devotees are. So Krishna likes the association of his own devotees so much. There's another verse in the scriptures where Krishna himself is telling Narad Muni, Naham tishthami vaikunthe yoginam hridaye shuva yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. O Narada, I don't reside in the Vaikuntha planets. Actually he does. I don't reside in the hearts of the yogis. He does. But he says, yatra gayanti madbhakta, wherever my devotees are chanting my glories, tatra tishthami, I reside there. I like to be there. So even Krishna likes the association of his devotees so much that whenever devotees gather together, Krishna comes. Krishna is present there. Therefore, if we also participate, then we will get Krishna, because Krishna is present there. That's how important it is for us to get regular association of devotees. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Anyone would like to add something about the system? You know, any announcements or something like that? No, it's just a yes. Your question is probably that what kind of relationship should we have with devotees? Yes? I think that's the substance of your question, right? Loving dealings based on Krishna consciousness. That's the essence. The common factor is Krishna. So because we are devotees of Krishna, we associate with devotees on that platform. So we are very eager that that devotee's soul should be delivered from material existence by being a pure devotee. At the same time, we are also concerned about the body, although the body is not our focus. But if a devotee falls seriously sick, you wouldn't say, well, you know, you're not the body, so, you know, I don't need to worry about that. You know, because he's not the body, it's the body is that sick. No, the devotee is concerned because he understands that for that devotee, it makes a difference. So we, in the name of spirituality, we don't become hard-hearted and brush off everything as, oh, it's just on the bodily platform. On the other hand, because we are devotees, we also can't go to the other extreme and become sentimental and act only on the bodily platform. Our basic connection is spiritual. There is sentiment, but it should not be sentimental. It should be based on Krishna consciousness. What's helpful for this devotee to make progress in Krishna consciousness? That's the crux of the matter. Relationship should be based on helping and encouraging each other in Krishna consciousness. That's the foundation. Right? Okay? Any other question? Yes. Yes.
In the house, does it mean when I chant beads, I have to focus on the forehand? Can I change his form? Can I focus on two hands himself?
Yes, you should principally focus on the two-armed Krishna, like here, he's playing the flute.
I don't have two hands in the house.
Doesn't matter, you have in your heart. You just, they have a nice picture of Radha Landanishwar in your house, and that's fine. Yes? Okay? Any other question? Do we have that song ready?
Oh, it's here. Okay.
I thought, if there is there time? Do we have time for a bhajan? What is the... Oh, really? Okay. Okay. Yesterday somebody mentioned 6 to 8 or something, isn't it? 6 to 8, yeah? Okay, so should we wind up then so that we can have darshan? Okay. Sorry? We'll have a bhajan. Okay, since we've already overstepped, we can. Shuddha Bhakata Charanari. This is a famous bhajan by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukula. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukula. Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Premalati Karamula. Va Paramasiddhi Premalati Karamula. Shuddha Bhakata Charanarenu Bhajana Anukula. माधवतीथि भक्ति जननी यतन पालन करे कृष्ण वसति बोली परम आदर बोरे शुद्ध भक्त चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल गौरामायेशब स्थाने करल भ्रमण रंगे शेषब स्थान हेरिबोमी प्रणय भकत संगे शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल मृदंगवाद्य सुनित मन अवसर सदयाचे गौरवित कीर्तन शोनि आनंद हृदय नाचे शुद्ध भक्त चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल युगल मूर्ति देखिया मोर परमानंद है प्रसाद सेवा करते हैं सकल प्रपंच जाय शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल युगल ये दिन गृहे भजन देखी गृहत गोलोक भाए चरण सिधु देखिया गंगा सुख न सीमा पाए शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल तुलसी देखी जुड़ाए प्राण माधव तोषण जाने गौर प्रिय शक सिवने जीवन सार्थक माने शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल भकति विनोद कृष्ण भजने अनुकूल पाया प्रति दिवस परम सुखे स्वीकार करता शुद्ध भकत चरण रेणु भजन अनुकूल Translation: The dust from the lotus feet of pure devotees gives rise to devotional service. And service to the devotees is itself the supreme perfection. And the root of the tender creeper of divine love. With great care, I observe holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami, for they are the mother of devotion. And with the greatest reverence and love, I choose as my dwelling place the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. In the company of loving devotees, I will visit all those places where my Lord Gaurasundara travelled and performed his pastimes. My mind always begs to hear the music of the mridanga, and my heart dances in ecstasy whenever I hear the kind of kirtan established by Lord Gaurachandra. I feel supreme bliss when I behold the deity forms of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, and I conquer all worldly illusions by honoring the Lord's prasadam. Every day, Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home when I see Lord Hari being worshipped there. My joy knows no bounds when I see the Ganges, a river of nectar emanating from the Lord's lotus feet. The sight of the tulsi plant soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. I feel that my life has been fulfilled when I honor shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation that is a favorite of Lord Chaitanya's. Whatever Bhakti Vinod obtains that furthers devotional service to Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest joy. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sorry I made you miss your Sandhya Arati Kirtan. I would have stopped. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Landaneshwar ki jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nithai ki jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande.
Jai 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 Jai